and so much doctrine, so much learning. So here we're finishing up the gospel. In the first part of the book, we see Peter taking six other disciples fishing. This is after the resurrection of Jesus, after he has spent time with his disciples. And then we see Jesus appearing to them and meeting them on the seashore and asking Peter last week, three times, "Lovest thou me?" And each time Christ's answer was, "To serve me, feed my sheep, feed my lambs." You would think Peter was finished being Peter, but we got one more thing tonight here in verse 20 of chapter 21. Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, "Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee?" Peter seeth him, saith to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Jesus saith unto him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me." Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, "He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee?" So what is that to thee? That's our title. Lord, bless us as we look into your word. May we learn and grow through it. And we pray for your guidance in truth tonight. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. So Peter, just a little summary of some of the things that we've learned from Peter's life. When Jesus first foretold of his death, Peter is the only disciple that rebuked God in the flesh. Peter is the one who misspoke on the Mount of Transfiguration and said, "Why don't we make a tabernacle, one for Jesus and one for Moses and one for Elijah?" And he got rebuked for that. Peter's the one that openly declared that he would not be offended when Christ was taken. And of course, he is the one who then went and denied the Lord three times. Not until after he had followed afar off and warned himself at the enemy's fire. Peter is the one that Jesus rebuked in the garden for falling asleep when he should have been praying. And then, of course, Peter then denied the Lord. And then we see here, even after the resurrection, Peter's the one that led six other disciples to go fishing when they're supposed to be disciples now. And now to finish it off, Peter then, after being told by Christ, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep," and then he finished there, remember last week, "Follow me," in verse 19. First thing Peter does, after being told to follow Christ and to serve Christ, is turn to John and say to Jesus, "What about John? What's he going to do? What about John?" And of course, Jesus said, "What does that matter? What is that to thee? Follow me." But this is human nature, is it not? If you've raised more than one child, you've been here, right? Yeah, but what about what he did? What about what she did? What about what he's doing? What about what she's doing? Well, that's not the point. The point is you and what you're doing. So after being told to feed God's sheep and follow Christ, he says, "What about John? What about the one?" And this is nothing but getting sidetracked. And Christians get sidetracked all the time, don't they? They get sidetracked by looking at other Christians and say, "Well, Lord, why is that person getting away with sin?" Nobody gets away with anything in God's program. Lord, why was that person allowed to hurt me? Well, you're supposed to forgive them. Lord, why is that Christian not serving the Lord like they should? Not your problem. That's between them and God. But it's very easy, if we're not careful, to get distracted by what other people are doing, other people's lives, and that just hinders us from fulfilling what Jesus wants us to do. Our focus is always to be on our heart and our life, not others' hearts and others' lives. And how many times are we told this throughout the scriptures? not to compare, not to be worried about what others do, and yet it obviously is part of our fallen nature, is it not? Why did Cain kill Abel? I mean, why not be angry at God? Why kill his brother? So it started a long time ago, didn't it? And it's still going today. So let's look at some scriptures to be reminded. Notice Luke 18:11. We'll start there. One of the parables we looked at family camp about comparing with others. Notice Luke 18:11. The Pharisees stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are. So there's something that God doesn't ever want you to pray. Not to get on your knees and say, God, I'm so thankful I'm not as those people. Those people is not a concern. Jesus is who we should be comparing ourselves to. Amen. So 2 Corinthians 10:12, we also looked at this one at family camp. So let's turn there. 2 Corinthians 10:12. And the point is that Jesus wants us to follow him and not get distracted by what's happening in other people's lives. That's between them and God. 2 Corinthians 10:12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. God says it is not wise to compare. It is not wise to measure against other Christians. If you're going to measure yourself, you only measure yourself against the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you haven't measured up yet, then God still has some work to do in your life. Amen. Let's look a few more. Galatians chapter 5, verse 26. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Envy is a sin, by the way. And so, again, envy only comes from looking at others, doesn't it? Envying one another. We're to keep our eyes on Jesus. And Jesus says he will always take care of us. So we're not to envy what others have or what others are doing. And we're not to judge what others have or what others are doing. One more passage over in Colossians 3. Most of us know verse 23, but look at verse 22 of Colossians chapter 3. And look what it says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Whatever you do, you're doing it for God. You're not doing it for others to see or appreciate or pat you on the back. It's as to the Lord. And Peter says, Jesus, what about John? And Jesus said, if I will that he tarry till I come. In other words, if it be my will. He's not saying it's his will, because it obviously wasn't. Because otherwise Jesus would have come back before John died. So it wasn't his will, but he's saying, if it was my will that I'm going to return before John dies, it's not your problem. What's that to thee? And then he says there in verse 22, follow thou me. This is what I want. I want you to follow me. I want you to not worry about John, not worry about anybody else. I want you to follow me. And of course, all through scriptures, we're told this, aren't we? Luke 9:23, take up his cross daily and follow me. Jesus says, follow me. When he first called the disciples, first two words he said, follow me. In Matthew 4, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me. So, Peter obviously kind of got it, but not all the way, because we read in verse 23, it says, then went this saying abroad. So it spread among early Christendom. This rumor, started by Peter, guess what? Jesus is going to come back before John dies. So let's keep an eye on John. And if he's still alive, Jesus will be here soon. I don't know what they did when John was banished to the Isle of Patmos. Maybe they sent messengers back and forth to find out, is John still alive? But look what happened. It resulted in the first church rumor. The first church gossip is this saying that went abroad among the brethren. So it's not among the world, it's among the Christians, that disciple, in other words, John, should not die. In other words, John was going to get to be alive when the rapture came. Yet Jesus said not unto him that he should not die, but if I will that he tarry. In other words, he said, if it be my will, what do you care? It's not your problem. What is that to thee? And then Peter took that to mean, there we got it. We can now date the return of Jesus Christ. Ever heard of that one before? How many people have tried to date the return of Jesus Christ in the past 2,000 years? Try to pick the date. And Jesus said, nobody's going to be allowed to know the date. So quit trying to pick a date. But as we know, the scripture saying, he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. The scripture says, be very careful not to spread rumors, not to gossip. Just focus on your own heart. Focus on your own Christian life. Don't focus on what others are doing. It's amazing we could learn a lesson from this, about this from Peter after his final call to follow Christ. Thankfully, Peter did get things sorted and he did serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And even got to write two epistles. But not until he had taught us a little bit more about fallen human nature. Lord, what about this guy? What about him? What about her? And we all know our kids did it all the time, did they not? Every time they get in trouble, they immediately say, but what about my sibling? It's not fair that he got to do it and I don't get to do it. And you know, even after they grow up, they still do it. You spoiled that one, but not me as much. And God says, what is that to thee? Focus on your heart. Focus on your own life, your own walk with Jesus Christ. And then the most important words, follow thou me. Follow Jesus. Don't worry about what others are doing. And that's what Jesus was trying to get across to Peter. He said, if I will, if it's up to me, and it is, because I'm Jesus, maybe I'll come back before John dies. But he wasn't saying that that was a fact. He was saying, if that be my will. And then it spread among the brethren. Jesus is going to come back before John dies. Next week we see this beautiful passage on God's word. And then we'll move on to Romans. But what is that to thee? What a great question to ask ourselves when the devil tempts us to compare or to measure ourselves against anyone else, or to look, focus on what they're doing, or to envy what they're doing, or to fret about what they're doing. Take the words of Jesus to heart. What is that to thee? Leave it. It's between them and God. Focus on your own life and your own walk. Amen? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your